On August 15th, 22-year-old Demeek McDonald was shot by police during a traffic stop in Troy, New York. McDonald, who was wanted for absconding from parole, suffered non-life-threatening wounds to his head and shoulder. One day after the shooting, Troy Police Chief John Tedesco spoke at a press conference. He said the department was investigating the incident.
We will be conducting the investigation internally in conjunction with the Rensselaer County District Attorney's Office.
At the time, Tedesco said the New York Attorney General's office would not be involved in the investigation.
They notified us early on that this does not meet the requirements of the executive order, so they will not be doing any investigation here.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order in 2015 giving the Attorney General power to investigate all fatal police-involved shootings where a suspect was unarmed. Troy police have not commented on whether or not a weapon was found at the scene. McDonald's attorney, Mark Mishler, claims his client was unarmed. Mishler wrote a letter to Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov, asking Abelov to recuse himself from the investigation. In the letter, also forwarded to the offices of Governor Cuomo and Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, Mishler says it is impossible for Abelov to conduct an impartial investigation of McDonald's case. Among his reasoning, Mishler cites another executive order issued by Governor Cuomo in February 2017 that authorizes the Attorney General's office to probe an investigation headed by Abelov into a fatal police encounter that occurred in April 2016. In that case, a grand jury cleared a Troy police officer who fired shots during the fatal encounter of wrongdoing days after the shooting before the Attorney General's office could be involved. The Times Union reported Abelov indicated he would not recuse his office from overseeing McDonald's case. In a statement provided to WAMC, the district attorney said he would not comment on the case, but Abelov also cited a previous article published in the Times Union in which District Attorneys Association for the State of New York President and Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara stated that DAs can investigate local police-involved shooting cases fairly. McNamara told WAMC that there is a public perception that district attorneys cannot prosecute local police fairly.
The perception of the public is that because we work with these police agencies every day, that when the police do something wrong, that we can't be fair, that we can't look at what they did wrong and make a decision that would be adverse to the police.
What makes it more complicated, according to McNamara, is that what is presented before a grand jury in New York is kept secret, according to state law, unlike a public trial.
That puts us at a real disadvantage from, you know, an elected official position of being transparent. And we all want to be transparent. We would all like to explain to the public and to the people that elect us in each of our 62 separate counties what we did and why we did it.
McNamara also acknowledged the governor's ability to call for investigations into fatal police-involved shootings.
You know, obviously he's authorized to issue such an order. I think the order was appropriate. And I think if I was in the governor's shoes, I would have done the same thing.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, said the governor's office was monitoring the case involving Demeek McDonald closely.
And we'll take action as appropriate.
Also, on Friday, August 18th, a judge dismissed a legal challenge by Abelov over the executive order giving the AG jurisdiction to investigate fatal police encounters. Amy Spitalnick, press secretary for the Office of the New York Attorney General, said in a statement that, quote, the families and communities of all those involved in these cases deserve answers, and our office is committed to pursuing those answers without fear or favor, end quote. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.